We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Chof Beis Omer Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom of Chof Aleph Omer Beis, the last line. Omer Rav Kana, Dorosh Rav Nosson Bar Yoimim Shmei De Rabbi Tanchum. Ner Shal Chanukah Shanichal Amayla Mechof Amma. If you placed the menorah, the Chanukah Neiris, 20 Amos off the ground, Psula, Kesuko Kamavi. It's possible just like Sukkah and Amavi. Why is it possible? Because since it's out of the eye level, Chazal said if it's 20 Amos high, which is 35 to 40 feet, you can't see that, it's out of the eye level, and therefore it's a chasar and a pesumi nisa, and therefore it's possible. And you find the same idea by sukkah, that sukkah also, you have to be able to see the schach, and since it's above 20 amos, you can't see the schach. And the same thing with the mavui. Mavui also needs a lechi or kaira, something, a kaira, which is a beam, that is a simen, that this mavui is a shusha yachid. If it's above 20 amos, you can't see it, and therefore Chazal said it's no good. And the same thing in Erechanek also, 20 Amos high is no good. That's one member of Rav Tanchoim. There's another member. Omer Rav Kana, Dorosh Rav Nosson Bar Yoimim, Shmei de Rav Tanchoim. May dechsev, it says when the brothers threw Yosef HaTzadik into the bar, it says, V'abar reik ein b'mayim. It was empty, no water. If you say the bar is empty, any day she'en b'mayim, there was no water there. Elamat hamalein b'mayim. Why does it speak out again, the pasuk ein b'mayim? Mayim ein bo, yav nechoshim ha'kravim yeshbay. There were snakes and scorpions in there. There was no water, but snakes and scorpions were there. That's what the drasha is. So the shaila is, what's this drasha doing? Besides the both Rav Tanchoim, what's this drasha doing in our Gemara? So some of Farshim say the reason is like this, that it says there that they saved Yosef by throwing him into the bar. And the question is, how do you save him? You throw him into a bar together with snakes and scorpions, it's not called saving him. The Teretz is, I think the Ramban says, there were 20 amas deep, these snakes and the scorpions. And since Rav Tanchoim holds 20 amas already is out of the eye level, they had no idea it was there. They threw him into the bar, they thought they were saving him, but they had no idea it was there. And therefore, it's a riot to the same Yisoy that 20 amas is a shear of eye level. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Omer Rava, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach asmucha l'pesach. The mitzvah is to put the Ner Chanukah to the tefach of the front door, within the tefach of the door. V'heicha manachle, which side of the door do you put the Ner Chanukah? So it's a machloikis. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava Amar miyamin, on the right side when you're walking in, the right side of the door. Rav Shmuel medifti Amar mismal from the left side. V'hilcha so we pass him mismal from the left side. What's the reason? In order that Ner Chanukah should be on the left side and the mezuzah should be on the right side. So you put it on the left side coming in is the Ner Chanukah. We know the mezuzah is always on the right side walking in. And therefore you're surrounded by mitzvahs, and that is the reason why you put it on the left side. You're not allowed to count money connected the Ner Chanukah. Now, first of all, is this, we have before already. Rav says that it's also shtamish la'ira. You're not allowed to use the Neris Chanukah to do something. And here it says osla hartzis moyes. So is it the same halacha or is it a different halacha? So some say it's arguing. That means that it's a shaila if Rav Asi argues on Rav before. So some Balamar says that he's arguing. That Rav holds you can't do anything, even a mitzvah, you can't even learn or sudah Shabbos connected the Ner Chanukah. And Rav Yudah Rasi is saying, only thing I'll do is a davar shachar, like counting money. Others say that they both stim with each other, and Rav Asi is saying that even though it's such a malacha kal, like counting money, even that is aser. But in any case, Rav Yudah Rasi, that aser lahartzis moyes connected in Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money connected the light, the Neiros Chanukah, the candles of the Chanukah Neiros. Can Risa Kameda Shmuel, Amali, so he asked me, "V'chi ner kedusha yespa? What's the problem? Is does a ner have kedusha? Why can't you have hana from the mitzvah and count your money?" So he sounds like he was arguing halacha. So Rav Yosef says on Shmuel, "I know what you're talking about. Ask Rav Yosef, v'chi dam kedusha yespa? Does after you make shchita halacha is you have to kisi hadam, and the brisa will see makes a drasha that you have to do kisi hadam with your hand. You shouldn't do kisi hadam with your feet. Now why not?" There's a kedusha to the dam? No, teretz is shlo yemitzvah bezuyis alav. And they say the same thing over here also. You shouldn't make a bezuy mitzvah by using it to count your money. That's a bezuy mitzvah. Let's see it inside. Maskar of Yosef, v'chidam kedusha yashbay. Does dam have kedusha? And still, the tayun and the brisa v'shafach v'kisa b'masha shafach in the same thing that you use to pour the blood. That means you use your hand to shecht. Yichase, you should cover the dam with the same thing. Shlo yichasen b'rego. You shouldn't cover the dam with your leg. Shlo yu mitzvah is bezuyis love. The mitzvah shouldn't be a bezoyim. So Hachinami here also by Ner Chanukah, you shouldn't count your money by Ner Chanukah, so it shouldn't be a bezayin. Therefore, Avesiv tells Shmuel, it's not a bar of Kedusha, the bar is of a bezayin, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rasi is right, you should not count your money connecting Ner Chanukah because it's a bezayin. Are you allowed to use decorations, the noy sukkah, decorations around the sukkah, are you allowed to be mishtamish with it? So Amalahem, so Rabbi Shuvah answered, Hare Amru, also the heart is money connected to Hanukkah. You're not allowed to count your money connected to Hanukkah. You see, you're not supposed to have anah for yourself from a mitzvah. So here also, you shouldn't have anah from the mitzvah of noy sukkah. Amrav Yosef, Mari da Avram, which is a lotion like Tamiya, Rashi says. Like Mari Avram, Rabbanah Shalom. Tali Tanya, Tali Tanya. You're being Tayla, something that's mefurish, something that's not mefurish. Noy sukkah is much more poshut than Ner Hanukkah. Sukkah Tanya, Chanukah Tanya. Sukkah is a first of Brisa that you're not allowed to have anah. And Chanukah is not even a first of Brisa. You're saying, oh, the question is Sukkah, you learn Sukkah from Chanukah? What do you mean? Sukkah is more pashut. The Tanya than a Brisa. Sikha kehilkasa. You made a good schach, v'itra b'krom sadinim u'mutsuyorim, and you decorated it with beautiful sheets and paintings. B'tolaba goizim, you hung up knots of farsikim, peaches, shkedim, almonds, very moinim, and pomegranates, v'chile anovim, little branches from grapes, v'atari shal shabalim, and different type of wheat kernels, and yenois, shemonim, shlosois, wine, oil, and flour. Also, the topic, you're not going to use it until the last day of Sukkot. Vim histalem, you made it tonight before Yom Tif, you made it tonight. Rashi speaks out the tonight was that I'm not separating myself from it. Then, I call it tonight. Then you can use it even on Sukkot. But what does it say? First, if you didn't make it tonight, you're not going to use the noy Sukkot. So, what are you telling me that you learn out Sukkot from Chanukah? The makar for everything is dam. The drasha from the pasuk, v'shifach, v'kisa. When it comes to kisui hadam, you have to use your hand because it's not a bezoyim mitzvah. From there, we learn out everything. We learn out Chanukah and we learn out sukkah. We learn out from there that you shouldn't use it for your own good because that's bezoyim in the mitzvah. And that's where we learn out all the halachas from. That's the makar for everything. And one has brisa, one has not brisa. So a comment from this gemara. The reason why you're not allowed to be mishtamish with no sukkah is because of bezoyim mitzvah. Taisus already points out that Shver, because the Gemara all the place says the reason is because of Muksa, it's Huksala Mitzvasa. So Haki said the reason is it's Bazayan Mitzvah, it's Huksala Mitzvasa, it's Muksa. So Taisus answers, it's the Negev Fechalamoid. Fechalamoid, you don't have Muksa. So there you have to have the reason of Bazayan Mitzvah. So then Taisus just said the reason of Bazayan Mitzvah, why do you need the reason of Muksa? So he says the Nafkamina is falls off. If it falls off on Yom Tif, so then there's no, once the Noyzuka falls down already, there's no Bazayan Mitzvah to use it. But it is a problem of muksa, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it on yantin. That's what Taisa speaks out. But Kapanon comes out from here is you now let to count your money keneged the Neiros Chanukah. Zok to Gemara Vaita. O Itmar. Rav Amar, Eimad Likin Menera Lener. If you have, the pastor is talking about Stai Neiros Chanukah, Stai Neiros. They're talking about Neres Chanukah. This Gemara is talking about Neres Chanukah. You have one Ner, and you want to light the other Ner from this Ner Chanukah. You let it use this Ner Chanukah, you have to strike a new match. So Rav says, "Ein madlikin v'ner l'ner." We'll see you soon the reason. V'shmul Amar, madlikin, you could do it. Chakas Rav Shmuel, Rav is machmer, and Shmuel is mekel. Another Chakas Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar, Ein matir and tzitzis v'beged l'beged. If you have an old pair of tzitzis, an old beged of tzitzis, you want to buy a new beged, you shouldn't take the tzitzis from the old beged and put it onto the new beged. It's also a stickler bezoin. But Shmuel Amar tirim beged le beged. You can do that. You're allowed to do it. Another machlekes. Rav Amar in a lachak Rav Shimon by Greira. We don't pass like Rav Shimon by Greira. The Gemara will bring that momentarily, Rav Shimon by Greira. But his halacha is that Einei Miskavin on Shabbos is mutter. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Rav says we don't pass like Rav Shimon. We hold Einei Miskavin as usher. So we have three machlekes in Rav Shmuel, where Rav is machmer in all of them. He says you can't be madlik ner Chanukah from ner to ner. You can't be matir tzitzis from one beged to another beged. And you can't, and the halacha is dovah shem miskavim is also on Shabbos. So Amar Abaya, kol mili demar ovid karav, Rav Bar Nachmeni, my Rebbe, did everything like Rav. Besides, why? Because the paskin karav be'isuri. Levar mahani tlas. These three, even though the halacha is passing like Rav Beisurim, here he passing like Shmuel, the Ovid Kishmuel. And what does he hold? Matlikim miner lener. You could matlik ner chanukah from ner lener. Matirim tzitzis you could do from beged lebeged. Valochker Rav Shimon begreiro. We pass like Rav Shimon by greiro. What does greiro mean? In Tanya, look at the brisa. Rav Shimon oimer goyer odom on Shabbos. A person needs to schlep some benches for the tish. Goyer odom mito kisa v'safzik to schlep a bed, chairs, benches on the ground. Even if you're plowing the ground, it's not a problem. Ein mechavim. V'asher yiskavim lasis churitz. And Shmuel Paskins like Rav Shimon. Now the Gemara will go back to the halacha of Rav. We have before machlokes of Rav negeya for us for neres chanukah madlikin v'ner l'ner or ein madlikin v'ner l'ner. Now what's pshat in Rav? Why he can't be madlik v'ner l'ner by neres chanukah? Yosef ahu mirabonon kameder of adav ahavav Yosef a ka'ama taima the Rav mishum bizui mitzvah. The reasoning of Rav is because of bizui mitzvah that it's a bezoyin to take light from this candle to another candle. You're taking a little toothpick, you stick it into this candle, and you move from one nair of Chanukah to another nair. That's a bezoyin. And what's the reason why it's a bezoyin? Pasha's reason it's a bezoyin is because you're actually lighting the toothpick, which is a davar choyl, from the nair of Chanukah. Omar lahu, so Rav Adar said, no, it's not the reason. Let's see the that's not the reason for Rav. Time of the Rav, Meshum, to come back a shmitzvah. The reason is, because when you take off little fires, looks like you're making the mitzvah a little less because you're taking away some of its shemen or fire. That's what it looks like. So therefore, it's a chushay mitzvah. Like the Rashi speaks out, the mechsi command the shakal noira. It looks like I'm taking away light. V'shoyev tzas mokos shvamne. It looks like I'm taking away some of its shemen. So zok the Gemara, my benayu. What's the nafmila halach of the two reasons? Is it a bizu mitzvah or a chushay mitzvah? If you light directly one wick from another wick, you take one near Chanukah and you light from the other one directly without using a match or a toothpick in between. If it's not a biza mitzvah, they're both mitzvahs, so what's the problem? If the problem is that it looks like being Mayit and Mitzamsem, the first mitzvah, you're making the first mitzvah less, then Mishraga Lashraga, it's also awesome. So that's the Nafkamina, two reasons over here. So when we go clear more in this machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara Kasha, Moser Rav Avya, Sela Shal Maisa Sheni. Hey, the halacha is that Maisa Sheni is supposed to bring up to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. Now, sometimes you have too much tefuah, too much fruit and too much produce or tefuah to bring up. It's too much. So what do? You transfer over into money. The money has kedushas ma'aseh sheni, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you use that money. So the halacha is that money has kedushas ma'aseh sheni. So it says in this brisa, ma'aseh sheni, you have this coin of ma'aseh sheni that has kedusha of ma'aseh sheni on it. In sheiklim kenegdoi dimrei zov, you have coins of chulin, coins that are not kadosh, and you want to know if the coins are the right weight. So you're weighing it connected the Maisa Sheni coin. It's also to do that. Why? Because that is chayil. You're using your Maisa Sheni coins for chayil, for something that's not kadosh. And even though the reason why you're doing it is a tzarech mitzvah, because you want those coins that are chayil now to use to mechal all the Maisa Sheni on it, to transfer all the kedushas Maisa Sheni on those coins, still you can't do it. That's the price, you cannot do it. So Gemara says like this: Iyar b'shlam akip pliga rav shmul mener l'ner. If you say like a second man, the arm like of adav ahavas, that's chushim mitzvah. So the whole machlokes is rav shmul is ner l'ner, and al b'kinsa, but with a toothpick, also shmul. Everyone agrees it's aser. Kuli yam is aser. So then, haloy avet shufta. It's not a kasha on shmul because shmul agrees that we do a davar chayil, use a toothpick from one light to another light's aser. So here also, it's a davar chayil, it's aser. There was not a kasha, but Ella Yarmitz begins to name Shari. There are Shmuel holds even by Kinsa's mutter, even August on the svar of Biza mitzvah. Hot Yavet Yufta. This price should be a kasha on Shmuel. Omer Rabba, you're right. Really, it shouldn't be a problem because the tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to even do a toothpick. But here, there's a new problem. Shema lo yichav mishkaloysav. Maybe it won't be the coin. Won't taka be the right weight, and I'm not gonna end up using it. And it turned out I weighted connected the Maisa Sheni for no reason. So I used Maisa Sheni, the coin of Maisa Sheni, I used it to help me out with a piece of chulin, and it's gonna stay chulin. And therefore, make Xeris shouldn't do it. Shemalei Chamish Gloysa, become Mafgul Chulin, you're gonna use it, it's gonna stay chulin, that other coin. And therefore, even Shmuel would agree in this case the Bezayin and shouldn't do it.